Hey, it's Adam from Birds of Tokyo, and you're listening to 96.5 Wave FM.
Your album, self-titled Birds of Tokyo, it's the highest chart debut ever for you guys. It debuted at number one on the independent charts and number two on the album charts across the nation. Where were you when you found out the news?
Probably in front of my laptop, as usual. I think when the figures came through, it was a pleasant surprise, but in no means we don't, dwell on that kind of thing, but it was a nice little reward for all the hard work.
How did it make you feel?
Relieved that people are actually connecting with the new material.
Your lead singer, Ian Kenny, he's also kind of in another band, Carnival, which is also from Perth. Do you kind of feel like, I don't know, the evil mistress because he often goes off to the other band?
I guess it goes both ways. But, all the members keep themselves pretty busy doing stuff. I mean, no one's really stepping on each other's toes or anything.
Sweet. Now, I've loved you guys for ages. I think your work is amazing, and this latest album is just mind-blowing. You're hoping to take it overseas as well. How hard is it to get yourself recognised? Because, you have put a lot of hard work in over the last few years.
To me, it's all building blocks, just like it has been here in Australia. We have been doing the showcase here and there in the US and the UK the past 2 or 3 years. We plan to go over there again very soon.
Nice. Now, you are from Perth, and a lot of awesome bands come from Perth. End of Fashion, Eskimo Joe, John Butler Trio. Do you guys all just, I don't know, are you one just big, happy family that you just get around and jam with all the time? Or is it a bit of rivalry?
Not at all. We cross paths with a lot of bands all the time, especially at festivals around the country. But it is a very tight-knit scene over here, and it's good to see that it's thriving.
Hey, where did your name come from, Birds of Tokyo?
When we had our very first show booked, we didn't have a name, and we actually played as The Nouns. Which is just terrible, like so lame. That when another gig came up only a couple of weeks later, we said, guys, we really have to work on getting a proper band name. And I think Kenny was flicking through like a Reader's Digest that he found in the jam room, and there was some article on how bad the pollution was in Tokyo, and it's killing off a lot of wildlife and bird species in particular.
Oh.
And he said, maybe we should be the Birds of Tokyo. We're like, I don't really want to be a the band, but okay, let's roll with it for one gig and then we'll change it. But it just stuck, and that's our fault, but we've got to roll with it.
Nice. Hey, what do you reckon your best karaoke songs are to sing when you guys hit the pubs?
It's got to be some kind of 80s hair metal number, surely. Yeah, like a Gunners or Bon Jovi sort of power ballad, perhaps.
What about Living on a Prayer?
Yeah, that's always a good one, especially when they always hit those key changes in the last chorus and everything goes up quite a bit. That's just painful thinking about it.
Hey, I'm going to list some random words, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I list these words, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, shoe.
Foot.
Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, too many number ones.
Perth.
Boring.
Britney Spears.
Oh, ugly.
iPhones.
Crap reception.
AFL.
Collingwood.
And Wollongong.
Great place to play, actually.
Woo! When are you going to come here and play?
Oh, hopefully soon. I mean, this next tour coming up is, just the capital cities, but now that we've got this new material under our belt, perhaps within the next 12 months we'll do something a little more extensive.
Awesome. Yeah, we can catch you at the Horton Pavilion on September the 30th. You can grab tickets, and I would suggest so, because you guys absolutely rock. Thank you for chatting to us today, Adam.
Thank you.
Yo, man, hold on, man. Y'all got to turn them radios up.
96.5 Wave FM, playing whenever we feel like.